I'd like you to just pray for me with me right now. God will help me as I bring the word of God tonight. I need his help. I really need God's help. We want God to speak to us from his word tonight. So would you just stretch out your hands this way and pray with me? Father, we ask you tonight to let lives be changed. People in this audience that need you, that have heard us singing, that there's no song in their heart, God, we ask you to change them tonight and meet them. Father, let me preach the truth. Take from my mind and my lips any words that shouldn't be said. Give me the word that ought to be spoken tonight. Father, we ask in your name that you speak to this audience tonight. We come against every doubt and every fear in the name of Jesus. We come in asking for every soul that's in this place tonight. God, people that don't know you, that are away from you, that are discouraged and downtrodden, we ask tonight, Father, I ask that they might come to you and meet you tonight and find the Savior tonight. And God, we will give you the praise. Hallelujah. We ask tonight that lives will be changed for eternity, and a new revelation of God will come to people in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'd like you to look with me, if you have your Bibles, to Luke's Gospel, the 15th chapter, and starting at the 11th verse. And he said, Jesus. Now, this is a story Jesus told, and we want to read it tonight together. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine, the pigs. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish. I'm starving. I'm perishing with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And his son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight and no longer worthy to be called your son. His father never said anything about it. He just said, the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on those feet and bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead, and he's alive again. He was lost, and he's found. and they began to be merry. What a story. I want to read this to you again, the last part. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I'm perishing with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me just a hired servant. He arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm not worthy to be your son. His father said to the servants, bring out the best robe. Put it around him. Go get a ring and put on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it. We're going to celebrate. We're going to eat and be merry. Hallelujah. This my son was dead and he's alive. He was lost and he's found. And they began to celebrate. I'm here tonight on a special mission to somebody in this audience that's discouraged, that you've tried many times and failed, and you're ready to give up, and you feel like it's no use, I can't make it, you're wondering if God really cares. I want to tell you from God Almighty tonight that God is a lot better than you ever thought he is, and he's ready to forgive you. And you don't need to give up, and you don't need to quit, and you don't need to throw in the towel, because God Almighty, your Father, reaches out and loves you with a love that you've never dreamed of. He cares about you. God cares, our Father cares more for you than anybody in this world. He loves you more than anybody can tell you. Nobody in this building, starting with me, understands fully how great God's love is, our Father's love. He loves you more than you know, and you don't need to give up. Now, you've tried a lot of times and messed up, but I want you to know tonight that God can help you, and if you'll call on him, he will help you. You don't ever need to quit. He cares. If you've tried 10 times, well, don't give up, because he'll help you on the 11th. Hallelujah. If you've tried 20 times and you've messed up, I am here tonight to tell you in the face of the devil to get out of behind us that Jesus Christ can help you, and he loves you, and he loves you even though you may not think he does. He does. He cares. He is a loving God. He is a forgiving God. He forgives better and more than anybody in this building. He is a forgiving. This Father, Jesus told a story about himself, about God, his Father, about God. And that's about Jesus. That's how he feels toward you. He feels exactly like that Father felt. That Father waited for that son. And waited for him. Now his brother had given up on him. His brother didn't have any use for him. The older brother didn't. He'd given up. But that father waited and watched. And when that son was a great way off, and nobody else could recognize him, but that father recognized his son. His clothes were tattered. He was a mess. There were no shoes on his feet. He was starving. He looked terrible. He was a mess. But that father didn't see the mess. That father didn't see the fact that he had spent every dime of the father's fortune. He had wasted all of his part of it. His life savings, he had wasted it. He had lived the worst kind of a life, with the prostitutes, with the worst. If there were drugs in those days, he had them. Whatever was the bottom, he was at the bottom. And he was walking home barefooted, but his father ran and the son fell down. I love Rembrandt's picture of that. He shows that. the great artist, he shows that picture of this father down on his knees, and the boy is down there, and the father is down there with him on his knees and hugging him as he says and embracing him, and the son has tried to get on his knees to ask for forgiveness, but the father falls on his neck and is down there with him and is hugging him. He is so glad. He's kissing him. He is so glad his son came back. That is a picture of you. That's a picture of somebody in this building tonight. He is so glad for you to come back. He wants you. He cares about you. Forget about everybody around us tonight. Just let me talk to you tonight. He wants you to come to him tonight. He cares for you with a love that you have no idea. He cares about you, and he wants you to come to him. And praise God, he'll hug you and embrace you and take you in, just as that father did that son. He didn't look at that. He looked at him and said, go get the best robe and put on him and cover up these rags. And he doesn't have any shoes. Go get the shoes for him and put a ring on his finger, meaning he's back in the family. He sold his ring, but his ring means he belongs to this family. The Lord wants to claim you tonight. Satan wants you for him, but God wants you to be his tonight. He's claiming you tonight. He's calling. He wants you to come back to him tonight because he cares about you. Let me tell you, the worst, God loves the worst. We don't love them, but God loves them. And we ought to love them. Praise God. We ought to love everybody. So somebody say amen. Amen. We ought to love the worst and the lowest because God does. God loves them. You know why? How I'm in this city? The reason how we came to New York City is we came to the Soul Saving Station on 125th Street up in Harlem. When I graduated from Bible school, I came to Brooklyn and came to New York. And the reason we came to New York was my sister was visiting with an evangelist in Harlem. She came with the evangelist to Harlem, to Billy Roberts at 125th Street. There was a soul saving station, and Billy Roberts was a pastor. She came there, and a lady invited her who attended the soul saving station, invited her to this mission in Brooklyn on McDonald Avenue and 18th Avenue, just down the street between Avenue F and 18th at 902, the next to the last store. And there was a little old broken down mission, and they would go there on Sunday and to Billy Roberts on Saturday. So when we came, we went to Billy Roberts on Saturday, and then we'd go there on Sunday. And that's how we came, was through the Soul Saving Station. Well, Billy Roberts, and we had our first tent meeting, he preached for me. We went to, my wife played the organ on Saturday nights and played in our mission, the piano in our place on Sunday. And we were very close with Billy. And Billy was a great friend of ours and preached for me my first revival meetings that we held in our tent meeting. Billy Roberts had an incredible story. He was born in Chicago. And his no father, his mother took in washed clothes to keep body and soul together. He had nothing. When he was a small boy, just a boy going to school, he saw the poverty and the suffering of his mother and the being put down by so many of the people in the city and living in the worst part of the city. And he was so angry and so anxious to get out of that, that as a teenager, he joined the gangs and became a notorious young man in his 20s. He drove the getaway car for the gangs and the robberies and all the crime that was going on. He was in the midst of it all, the worst. And he was fast. Cops never caught him. He was so fast, and they called him Sportin' Billy Roberts. And he was fast and tremendous. But then he got to drinking. And there were more, didn't have many drugs in those days, but alcohol was a big thing. And he was drinking and drinking, and finally the alcohol got the best of him. He began to have what is called those delirium tremens. You know, he had those tremendous things where he said, he would tell the story, he said, you know, if I was this high, I thought I was on a 20-story building. My nerves went to pieces. Then the gang didn't want him anymore. Then he began to just steal to keep body and soul together, to eat. And then he took a train out to the west. A boxcar just rode the train, didn't have a ticket, just hitchhiked on the trains, hoboed, got out to the west coast, got worse, got terrible. Then he was so hungry, and finally he decided to give up. And he decided to kill himself, that life was too painful, too hard to live, dying, starving, hadn't bathed in days. Nothing to eat. He was walking down the hill on the streets in Seattle. And there's one street that heads down to the river. There's a bridge. And he was going to the river to jump and to end it all. And he passed a Japanese fruit market, a fruit stand on the side, on the street. And he went to grab a piece of fruit. And the guy took a stick and beat him off like he was a dog. And he said, when I was a young man and had my strength back, nobody treated me that way. But now they yells, cursed him out and hit him with the stick and drove him off and gave him nothing to eat. He was walking in the street, wasn't even on the sidewalk. And he passed his house, and there was a woman full of the Holy Ghost sitting on the porch. And he came by, and she saw him. And she said, "Hello, son." He said, "Nobody called me son in years." He turned to look at her. She said, "You look like you're hungry." He said, "I am hungry. I am hungry." She said, "Come here. Come inside. Let me give you something to eat. Let me fix you something to eat. You look like you're hungry." He said, I am hungry. She set him down and fixed him something to eat. And he began to eat. And she said, she began to talk to him. She said, "We have church service tonight. I'd like you to come with me." Well, he looked at himself. She said, "Oh, no, I'll get you the clothes." And so she got clothes together for him and got him all ready. And he said, "I'm so tired." She said, "Well, take a rest. Here's the bedroom. Go in here and take a sleep. Just lay down and rest. Sleep before. We got a time before church. Go to sleep." He said, "I looked at that white bed and that clean bed. Said, I can't get in that clean bed." He went out the back door and crawled under the house and slept till she called him. He said, "Now we got to go to church." And he changed his clothes. He said, "I went into that meeting. They were singing and they were happy." He said, "I didn't understand it, but," he said, "he saw all kinds of nationalities, just like this church." He said, "I saw everybody was here. Everybody was happy. Everybody was shouting." And he said, "I didn't understand it, but," he said, I felt love. I felt they love people in this place. This love. The greatest thing in the world is love." And he said, he came back, she took him home, and they were having revival meetings, and she took him every night. He said, "About the third night, I understood what it was all about. I went forward. Jesus Christ saved him, came into his heart. He got saved. She began to take care of him. He got cleaned up. He began to take part in the service. They got a place for him to live, and they helped him out and gave him clothes and gave him food and took care of him and blessed his heart. And finally, he began to testify. And what a testimony Billy had. What a testimony that Billy had. And he was telling how God, and what a miracle change, and the chains broken, and the habits were gone, and he was set free, and he was preaching. Then they said to him, "You know, you're wanted for murder in 5 states, and they're going to get you." So they consulted, and they made arrangements for him to go to the Justice Department, and one of the states, wherever it was, I forget how they handled it, but they had him to go, and to meet with the judge. They set it up for him to go turn himself in, and he did. Went to say, "I'm guilty," and pleading guilty to these charges. And the judge said, "You know what? You'll do this country a lot more good free than you will in jail. we're going to issue you an absolute pardon for everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they pardoned Billy Roberts, and he came to Harlem and set up the soul saving station. And every Saturday night, and he'd give that testimony and preach, and hundreds came to know the Lord. And that's how we came to the city, was came here to work with Billy Roberts and then to work in Brooklyn. But that's the same Jesus, because he loves you. You know, nobody knows how much God loves you. He cares about you. You don't need to give up. It's the devil is lying to you that you need to give up, that you should give up and throw in the towel. Don't you give up. Jesus Christ loves you with an everlasting love. He died on the cross for you. He brought you out here tonight to change your life and to put his spirit within you and to break those chains. I don't care what your habits are tonight. I don't care what your problem is tonight. Your problem is lust. Your problem is sex. Your problem is drugs. Your problem is whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ died on the cross to break every chain in you and to give you victory tonight and to set you free. And I'm here to proclaim to you tonight that Jesus Christ loves you with an everlasting love, and he can forgive you. You might have a job forgiving yourself, but he can forgive you everything. He can wipe your slate clean, and he can give you a pardon a lot better than the man that pardoned Billy. He can pardon you tonight and say, I take you in as my son, and I take you in as my daughter, and I am going to claim you for my inheritance, and I'm going to claim you for eternity. And Satan will take his hands off of you, and you can be a winner. He did that for him. He can do it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the same. He's not just to save him. He is the same. Jesus told a story of the father that loved that prodigal, that had lived the worst kind of a life. And he put his arms around him and embraced him and brought him into the family. And he wants you into the family. Satan wants you, but God wants you. And we're determined tonight that you're going to win, that you are not going to go under, but you're going to go over. Hallelujah. He wants you tonight. He wants you tonight, and he can help you tonight. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm about to make contact a person that I'm praying for. It's a young lady in her 30s, lived a terrible life, and hates herself, lives so wicked, divorced her husband, lived with all kinds of men, lying, everything, just the worst at the bottom. Whatever is bad, she's done. But you know what I'm going to tell her? Jesus Christ is more for forgiveness than you ever realized. He can forgive you everything you've ever done. You may think he can't, and you can't forgive yourself, and you wonder, how could I ever get straightened out? How could my life ever be straightened out? I want to tell you, Jesus Christ can straighten out your life. I don't care how crooked it is. I don't care how messed up your life is, that there's no devil in hell can't mess your life up so bad that Jesus Christ can't straighten it out. Hallelujah. 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 He wants to straighten your life out. He wants to help you. He loves you more than you will ever know. He is a forgiving God. He forgave the prodigal. He forgave him. He wiped out his past. The past is gone. He said, I'll bury your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. God wants to bury your sins. He wants to take your sins. He loves you beyond that, and he can lift you above that and turn your life around. He's greater than you realize. His power is immeasurable. There's no sin. You can't go so low that God can't reach you. On the cross, Jesus Christ took the worst and went to the bottom. And he is there tonight to break every chain, to set you free, and to take you into his arms and to claim you for his own. Maybe you've tried, but that doesn't matter. You said, I've tried. It's not your trying. Come down here and ask him tonight. Do what this prodigal did. He said, God, I've sinned. Come down here and say, I have sinned. I've messed up. I've tried. I can't. That was my story. I tried and tried and tried. But one night I said, God, I can't. On the streets of Washington, D.C., working in the government, trying, going out to the nightclubs, living a life without God. Drinking every night. Would have been an alcoholic if God hadn't have saved me. That's what I would have been, an alcoholic, drinking all every night. But God, I said, God, I can't. I can't change. If you can do it, you'll have to do it. Ben Crandall can't. I can't. I came to God on the streetlight in Washington, D.C., on MacArthur, down beyond MacArthur Boulevard on the northwest section, way out at the edge of the city. That night I stood by the streetcar, stood by the light waiting for the streetcar to come. 3 o'clock in the morning. Said, God, I can't. I can't change. I'm helpless. If it's true, save me, change me. Folks, I didn't feel a thing. But the next day I realized I don't have that desire. I don't want to go back to the club. I said, something is happening to me. Man, I said, this is... And that night, I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to. I was amazed. I said, "If this is what I said, if this lasts 3 days, it's a miracle." And 3 days came, and I was still changed. I said, man, if this lasts a week, a month, this is incredible. It lasted. Then I gave in and went to Bible school and said, if God could do this for me, he can save anybody. He can do it for anybody. If he can say, change my life, and I know I can't, and I cannot stop, and I can't quit, I know he can do it for you tonight. He is the same. He is Jesus Christ, and you're looking at the man that he did it for. He wants to do it for you tonight. He wants to come into your life. Tell him you can't. Do like the man in the prodigal. Tell him you can't. I can't change, and I'm not worthy, but you can do it, and he did it, and he did it for me, and he'll do it for you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so anxious for you to give God a chance because I know it works. And he's the same. He loves you. And you know, he is kinder than you ever thought. You think God is kind. He was so kind to his son. He's kind when you come to him. He's a kind God. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving Savior. He loves you and he cares about you. The world may not care for you. He does. Hallelujah. He cares for you tonight. Now, you know, folks, I had another sermon all ready to preach, and I really wanted to preach it. But God, an hour before the meeting, I said, God, what do you want? I don't feel that the Spirit wants me to preach my sermon. And he said, just tell them that I'm a forgiving God. Tell them that I love them. Tell them that you don't need to quit. Don't you give up, because God never gives up on you. Don't you give up. If you're discouraged tonight, God sent me here to help you tonight. I'm here to help you, and God is here to help you tonight. Come on and give God an opportunity. Give him an opportunity to change your life. If you've been trying and you haven't made it, don't you give up. If you've made a start and you've fallen back, don't you turn back and say, I can't. No, you guess the truth. You can't. That is the truth. You don't have to. He's going to help you. He does it for you. He gives you the strength. You tell him you need it. You tell him you need him. It's his power. There's no such thing as a man doing it in his own strength. Jesus Christ did it for you. He wants to help you. He loves you. All you've got to do is, like the prodigal, come to him and he'll put his arms around you, and he'll embrace you, and he'll give you the strength. He wants to clothe you with the robe of righteousness. He wants to give you his robe. He wants to put his ring on your finger. He wants to claim you for his own. He wants that ring on your hand. He wants you to belong to him. He's claiming you tonight. He's inviting you tonight. I want you to come. I want you to come from upstairs and downstairs and come whoever you are. And if you're just one, that's fine with me. It's worth everything for one soul to come. It's worth everything. You're worth everything to God. There's no way I could tell you how valuable you are to God tonight. And if just one person comes, it's worth everything. Don't have to be hundreds. There's some one soul. Maybe there's more, but if it's just one, it's worth everything. He gave the world for you. He cares about you. Give him. Open your heart to him tonight. Let him put that love in. Let him do for you what he did for Billy. Let him do for you what he did for me. Let him do for you what he's done for hundreds and hundreds in this building right here tonight. He's anxious to do it for you. We didn't do it. I'm nothing special. I couldn't change. I couldn't stop drinking. I couldn't stop going out, staying out all night. I couldn't stop acting like I was acting, living crazy. I couldn't change. But God did it. When I prayed humbly and sincerely, I came like the prodigal, and he changed me and called me to preach, did more for me. Folks, when you see me, it's a miracle. Not only did he save me, but you don't know who I was. I had such a complex. I was the youngest of six, no father. And I couldn't preach. My own family said, that man, he could never preach. And my own brother said it when I was in Bible school. He said, we know you couldn't preach, and you know you can't. We all know that. You'll never be a preacher, but it'll do you good to go to Bible school anyway. It'll help you. And I didn't know I could. And I was started in a ministry with no ideas. I knew God called me. And I said to my wife, Jeannie, if we work all of our life and we just get one soul saved, it'll be worth it. I never thought I would do anything outstanding. Whatever has been done, it's God. And if he did it for Ben Crandall, he can do it for you. He can do it for you. I am nothing special. There's nothing outstanding about me in this world. It's God. There's a God in heaven that loves you, that wanted me to come here and tell you tonight. I want you to come. I want you to come tonight and call. I don't care how many times you tried. You come here tonight and tell God you want his strength. I'm here to help you tonight. God is here to help you. And we're going to come against Satan's power. And he is defeated. And we're going to see you change tonight. And we're going to see you in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want the ring on your finger tonight, and we want the robe on your back, and we want you to leave here shouting, he loves you. He loves you. He cares. He died for you. Give him a chance tonight, and you'll never regret it. Amen. Pastor, bring them down here tonight to seek you. Hallelujah.
Folks, we can't add anything to that. The Holy Spirit's been speaking all night tonight through the worship, through everything that's been done. We're going to believe him for freedom in this house. You've heard his voice. Father, tonight I pray that every captivity will be loosed. Every spirit of fear will be broken tonight. Lord, I thank you that not one person will go out of here the same, Lord, as we entrust ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Let's stand together. Those of you, you know the Spirit of God's been speaking to you. You need a miracle tonight. You get out of your seat. You come join us here at the front of this church. We're going to wait for you. Those on the side of you will make room for you. You come here, and Pastor Ben's going to come back and pray for you right now. If you invited someone, you might want to lean over to them and ask them if they'd like to go forward. You can come forward with them. But if you need a miracle tonight, tonight, if you need a change tonight, if you need freedom tonight, if you need forgiveness tonight, if you have come here discouraged tonight, he's come to lift your head. Step out of your seat. Don't hesitate. Don't let the enemy rob you of this moment. Don't let any rationality. The enemy will try and get you to rationalize. Folks, what God does is simply miraculous. You can't rationalize it. It's impossible, but God does it because he is the God of the impossible. Get out of your seat. Come from the balcony. Go to either exit and come join us here. We're going to worship, and then we're going to pray together in Jesus' name.
Let's pray together. Let's ask God together right now. Let's tell him that we can't do it. The prayer is, God, we cannot save ourselves and we cannot change ourselves. We know that. We don't have the strength. Father, you know that. We don't have the strength. We can't change ourselves. We confess that to you. But now we ask you to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. We ask because of the cross, Jesus, we give ourselves to you. We give you our heart. We give you our life. And we ask you, come right now, everybody, we ask you to come into our life. Come into my heart. Say it with me. Come into my heart. Say it loud. Come into my life. I give myself to you. I ask you now to be my Savior. Forgive my sins. Wash them away with your precious blood. You died for me. I thank you for it. You love me, and I thank you for it. And I ask you tonight, put your love back in me that I can love you because you love me. Now give me your strength. Help me to never try it myself, to realize that you, it's your strength and your power. We thank you tonight for taking us back, for claiming us, for taking us into your family. We are your children. We claim you tonight. Now we thank you, Lord, because you are my Savior. I thank you for keeping me. Give me a love for you. And God, I promise to serve you with all of my heart. I thank you now. I thank you now. Now praise him for it and thank him for it tonight and give him the glory. Hallelujah. Listen, every person here, he loves you. God loves you. Christ loves you. He died for you. Receive him and go in his strength, and he'll give you his power. He'll talk to you. Talk to him. Pray and ask God to help you get into the Word. Get out to these meetings and grow and become all that he wants you to be. Just like he did for Billy Roberts. And like he did it for me, he wants to do it for you. He loves you just as much. You're just as important. Don't let Satan ever make you doubt that. Stay with God's people. Get close with them. Hallelujah. And grow and become the man and the woman that God wants you to be. In his name, amen and amen.